Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Well, we are in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. We're dealing with practices in the first century in Paul's day that had to be clarified by Paul in regard to the Corinthian Christians as to what is allowable and what is dishonoring to the Lord. And they had forwarded questions to Paul in this area, particularly in regard to eating meat offered to idols, which Paul tells them in chapter 8 is okay. There's nothing wrong with eating meat offered to idols. There are a lot of Christians that wouldn't agree with that. But if you wouldn't agree with that, then you're disagreeing with the Apostle Paul. You're disagreeing with the Bible. It's okay to eat meat offered to idols as long as you're not doing it in such a way that you are signaling your approval of idol worship. It's not the act of eating the meat that's the problem. It's not the fact that the meat was offered to an idol. It was brought by a worshiper of that idol and brought it to the temple of that idol and brought it to the priest of that idol and gave that meat, that sacrifice, to the priest and did that as an act of worship to the idol. And then the meat that was involved in that, some of the meat that's left over, was perhaps sold at the meat market, and you bought it, and you took it home to your family, and you had dinner with it, and you gave thanks to God for supplying it, and that you did that without any connection with idol worship, without any thought that you were worshiping an idol. You did it with grateful praise to God for providing this wholesome food. And Paul says that's okay. In fact, that's God-honoring. God approves of that. The fact that somebody else associated that with idolatrous worship, in fact, somebody else practiced idolatrous worship, and you got some of this meat that was involved in that, though you weren't there when it was offered to the idol, and you had nothing to do with that, you didn't approve of that, your participation in eating this meat is totally removed from that. That is perfectly okay, but for you to attend a ceremonial meal, a communal meal in an idol's temple, and eat that meat there along with others who are clearly there worshiping the idol, that's wrong. You've got to understand how to sort these things out. And we're trying to do that as we study this passage. And so thank you for joining me on this Wednesday, January 19. And many, many thanks for those of you who support the Beacon Broadcast financially so that we can pay our bills and continue to teach God's Word on this station. Now, on the broadcast yesterday, trying to illustrate what Paul is teaching and trying to make it applicable to us today, I brought up the illustration of Halloween and participation in the activities that are commonly involved in Halloween. And what do I think about that? Some Christians are convinced you can't do anything that is remotely connected with the practices of Halloween, because to do that means that you are worshiping demons and witches and honoring the devil. Is that true? Well, let's think it through. I offered an illustration on the broadcast yesterday, and my conclusion, this is my opinion, my conclusion is that if you are doing simple activities like trick-or-treating or having a costume party, and you're not doing it in honor of the devil, you're not worshiping him, you're not participating in devil worship in doing that, that it's okay. I don't see any problem with that. Now, I don't get real enthusiastic about it, and I don't think I'd want to make Halloween the biggest holiday of the year like some people do and really go all out for it. But to forbid my children to have trick-or-treat candy on Halloween and so forth, I don't see that that is a violation of God's word. But if you are invited by some devil worshipers to go with them on Halloween night to one of their covens where they are going to be involved in ceremonial worship of the devil, and you go and partake and participate with them in that, that would be a violation of Scripture. That's exactly parallel to what's happening here in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Paul says, you don't do that. You don't go to the temple of the idol and participate in that communal meal with others who are worshiping the idol in the temple of the idol, and there you are with them, and you're sending a signal that would seem to indicate that that's perfectly okay. You approve of that. And Paul says, no, 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 no. When you participate in false religious practices, then you are dishonoring the Lord, and you are endangering the souls of others. That's what makes it wrong. Okay? That's my conclusion, as I have thought about this over the years. Now, the question is, in some people's minds, well, how do you decide whether something is going to communicate approval of and involvement in, say, the worship of demons in Halloween activities, and whether it's not? Okay, here's how you do it, as I think I understand it. If you have to explain to someone who doesn't know that Halloween does have demonic origins, if you have to explain that to them in order to make them understand why they shouldn't have anything to do with it, then you have misunderstood the point. If they don't associate it with that, then don't help them to associate it with that. You understand what I'm saying? They don't know that. So in their minds, whatever practices that they, whatever activities they're involved with in Halloween has nothing to do with demons or wishes or Satan, because they don't know that connection. They only know it because you tell them about it. You tell them about it and then say, because this is where it started and it's got that association, therefore you shouldn't do it. And they're saying, I didn't know that. Well, why tell them if they don't know that? Because if they don't know that, then they're not involved in false worship. They're not involved in false religion. They're not involved in what they're doing. They're not doing anything to worship the devil. And never will, if they don't know that connection. If you have to make the connection in order to tell them that they shouldn't be involved in that connection, then you are overstepping the bounds that Scripture lays out for us in this matter. But if somebody comes to you and says, I'm really troubled by these, by the participation in Halloween, because I know that in the beginning this was done in worship of demons and Satan and witches and the occult, and I'm troubled at the thought that I might be participating in that. Well, if that's the situation, they make the connection and they're concerned about it, then what would your advice be in that situation? Don't try to talk them out of it. Don't say, oh, no, there's nothing like that. It's not a problem. Just say, listen, if that's the connection you have in your mind, then don't do it. If they don't know the connection, leave them alone, because they can't be honoring that connection if they're not aware of it. But if they do know it, then they probably shouldn't partake. You see what I'm saying? Let me throw a different one in the mix. Not Halloween, let's take Christmas. There's some people who believe it's very sinful for Christians to have anything to do with the celebration of Christmas. That one, I think, is more rare than Halloween. I think there are more people that have concerns about Halloween, because we do know that even in the, what should I say, the recreational activities that people participate in at the holiday of Halloween, that we do see pictures of witches on brooms and ghosts and goblins, and so we can see that connection hasn't been entirely lost. Now, a lot of people would never associate those things with actual demonic worship, but it's easier to make that connection. But now we come to Christmas, and there are some Christians who say it's wrong to celebrate Christmas. Well, why? Christmas is, in the minds of 99% of the people who know anything about Christmas, what do they think of when they think of Christmas? The birth of Jesus Christ, the incarnation of Christ. That's what it's all about in the minds of most people. But you say it so happens that December 25th, if you go back many centuries, you will find that there was a time when that had a different connection, and so even though now it doesn't have that connection anymore, doesn't have a connection with false worship, false gods, false religion in any way whatsoever, it did in the beginning, and I know you didn't know that, but I'm going to tell you that. Now that you know that, you shouldn't have anything to do with that. No. Participating in Christmas activities that in the minds of everybody have only to do with the birth of Jesus Christ is like eating meat offered to idols in the privacy of your home or with family and friends who have no connection with the idol's temple. The idol's temple. Go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and realize that is not a problem. If you have to draw the connection for people to even know about it, then there's not a problem in their minds until you raise it, until you create the problem. If you have to create it first by informing them of something that they don't know and drawing for them a connection which they would never make unless you do it for them, then there's no harm, because there is no association with anything except with Jesus Christ. Nothing wrong with celebrating the birth of Christ, the coming of Jesus into this world, the incarnation of Christ. Nothing wrong with that celebration. Everything right with that celebration. Don't spoil it by making a connection that people don't have in their minds. That is not the way to honor God. That is not the way to instruct people in regard to their practices. Keep those things in mind. We're going to go on the broadcast tomorrow. Join me then. Until then, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.